Trump's victories highlight how terrifying and ubiquitous the deep state is in our lives, by Alan Thomas. The first time around, Trump told us he would drain the swamp. At the time, it really appeared that he was trying his best, but the continual infighting with career bureaucrats and a stubborn Congress limited what he was truly trying to achieve. The professional swamp did their best to obfuscate and delay any meaningful changes in hope that the administration would differ in 4 years. And they were right. Biden came in and largely undid any progress Trump had made. What they did not plan on was a second Trump victory. They did not plan on Trump learning his lessons and having a motivated and tenacious plan. They did not plan on Trump hitting the ground sprinting in the first month of his presidency. And while many freedom thinkers talked about the deep roots of the bureaucratic state, Trump is exposing just how terrifyingly deep and all-encompassing those roots are. What we have found out in just a month should cause concern for all American citizens regarding what the deep state has been able to steal, hide, conceal, and infiltrate. Unsurprisingly, details are still emerging about the deep state trying to stymie and prevent Trump's agenda prior to him even gaining office. It was obvious that the DEI operatives knew their initiatives, policies, and positions would be at risk when Trump took office. And so they started immediately wordsmithing to cover up their true purpose after his election. Officers who were loud and proud about their positions in DEI stances all of a sudden were scrubbing their resumes in LinkedIn profiles. While they thought nobody would notice, we did, and more importantly, Trump's team noticed as well. When Trump signed the executive order abolishing DEI, he also set up a tip line to report these subtle changes that were made in the time between the election and Trump being sworn in. We all knew they would change position titles, get rid of the words diversity, equity, and inclusion, yet keep the spirit and intent of DEI still brazenly strong. They did this across the country when the veil was lifted off critical race theory in schools, so it made sense that they would attempt a similar tactic. The fact that these bureaucrats thought they could get away with such deceit shows the zeal they have for maintaining a large administrative state. But changing job titles and obscuring policy was just the tip of the iceberg. The EPA tried to figuratively throw gold bars off the Titanic in an attempt to rapidly obligate our money prior to Trump's arrival. It is obvious at this point that the federal government has little regard for spending our hard-earned money. But this shameless attempt to thwart Trump's mandate from the taxpayers to reduce the size of the federal government was no small amount or even a large number of hundreds of millions of dollars. This obligation and theft from the taxpayer was to the tune of $20 billion. Billions, not millions. Just the fact that the EPA would squirrel away that amount of money is a travesty in and of itself. But the groups they obligated the money towards should make everyone pause. $7 billion given to any organization should make a taxpayer question why and who has the power to give away such sums of money, especially when very little transparency or direction are given. But this is not just the EPA, as we are finding out. We are seeing massive projects being funded to the tune of millions and billions of dollars that would give any rational citizen pause. In the midst of a struggling economy, how can the federal government get away with such bizarre spending? Why are these projects hidden, and how have federal employees been able to get away with these blatantly political pet projects? It is also clear that corruption exists between large corporations and the federal government. RFK Jr. joined Trump's campaign with direct and obvious goals directed towards the public's health. In a predictable move, and one the Biden administration still is trying to take credit for, the FDA banned red dye number 3, 5 days before Trump was sworn in. Coincidence or an agency suddenly seeing the turning tide and realizing it was not actually doing its job of protecting the public? Why did it take such a public outcry? Shouldn't they have been following the science? But this was not the only alliance between the government and large organizations. Planned Parenthood was caught scrubbing its social media shortly after RFK was sworn in. Suddenly, the ability to siphon off the spigot of the American taxpayer seems to be coming to an end for a hyper-partisan organization, and it is trying to yet again change the narrative. To all who follow politics, it has been obvious what type of waste and fraud is happening at the federal government. But now, thanks to Trump, everybody's getting a front-row seat to just how corrupt our government and big business truly are. The veil has been lifted. Trump and his team are unveiling the deep-seated hold government bureaucracies have on Americans' taxpaying dollar. As we watch in the front row, we must also be hyper-aware of how this has happened. We may lay the brunt of responsibility on the pests we call progressives or career politicians, but we must also question the gardeners, ourselves. How have we, the American people, allowed this to happen? We have allowed our elected representatives to hide and steal money while calling it different names, providing for their constituency, another do-gooder government program, and also just plain ignorance. An educated citizenry is necessary for this constitutional republic of ours to flourish. Trump and his team are shining a beacon of light into the mismanagement and doing all they can to educate the American people on the happenings of the federal government. But his power extends only as far as the executive branch is allowed, because our founding fathers wisely feared a tyrannical or monarchical power. If we want lasting change in our government, Congress needs to step up and do its job. Congress needs to make these changes permanent, pulling the weeds out by the roots and salting them over the corrupt field to never let this happen again. And our task, should we choose to accept it, is to pay attention, demand action from Congress, and tell them that these weeds are no longer welcome in our backyard.